Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and obviously one of the things talked about, and before we get into the full board agenda, was the Return to Learn plan, as it has been for months and months. But elementary school students returned to their schedule full-time this month and just last week. First of all, how's that gone so far for Indianola schools and that bit of a transition?
Well, it's a pretty small sample size because we had Thursday and Friday and then, of course, no school Monday. But the reports that I've heard earlier on are that it went well and no real concerns or issues with it. We had to do some kind of special things with transportation to make that work and run a double loop, but that went well too. And I think so far everything's been good.
We'll talk a little bit about what the board discussed during that Return to Learn kind of discussion. Again, it's just on the agenda at this point, just receiving an update. And what has the administration been working on?
Yeah, well, one of the things I put out there for them was some information on vaccination. As you know, school employees are in Group 1B, and starting in February, there's supposed to be some vaccine available for those in Group 1B. So I talked a little bit about that, updated them on some communication we'd given to staff. We're working with Warren County Health Services, and then also with Hy-Vee for sure as a provider because they've done our flu shots and will come out on site. So we scheduled Friday, February 12th, which is the day that we added as a teacher work day, as kind of a vaccination clinic just for school staff, using the Blake Fieldhouse throughout the day with different groups and at different times. And then we've also talked about the possibility of needing to add additional days if we can't serve everybody that day. The wild card right now, I think, is just how much vaccine is going to be available too. So hopefully there will be plenty and we can get people through there. We also shared the different providers throughout the community that people could reach out to, Warren County Health Services, Mercy One, Unity Point, Medicap, and Hy-Vee. So I think everybody is doing their best to get that vaccine out there and get it to people who want to be vaccinated. So that was one thing I updated them on. Then I talked a little bit about the middle school, high school plans to get back to full-time on-site. And last Wednesday, the seventh grade began a trial of how they would do that, how they would serve both on-site and remote learners. And they have created a remote core teacher in each core area, and they are engaging with remote students throughout the day in the core there. Sixth grade will do that when the time comes that we need to go back full-time on-site. Eighth grade will plan to synchronously Zoom remote learners into the classroom, and that's the general plan of the high school as well. And I know we're trialing some different camera mic combinations at the high school right now, trying to do everything we can to make that as good a process as possible. So that really was kind of the Return to Learn information. Also gave a little update on numbers of secondary remote students and how many failing grades there were and some things like that.
Well, I know there was also talk about kind of a new position, systems analyst. Talk a little bit about that, I guess, from a broad perspective rather than just hiring of a position, but why it's needed more so for the district.
Yeah, we have right now our person who is our student information system analyst is also the point person on enrollment, as well as dealing with that student information system, which is PowerSchool for us. And it really is too big a job for one person, particularly during the busy enrollment months. And we've known that for several years. We've actually had a number of people cycle through that position the last couple of years. So the move was to retitle that position as our enrollment person, and then to approve a new position called Student Information Systems Manager. And that's not a position that we've advertised yet. It's just kind of a necessary thing. We need to bring some more help in the IT realm. And we talked about a couple of other IT positions as well, or a couple of other areas we need support. One is just device management, as we've added 900 or so Chromebooks at the middle school the last year and didn't add staff, and then preparing to bring on more than 1,500 at the elementaries. So it's going going to be a need to help with that, as well as we are really having a desire for teachers to have more support in technology integration. So we're actually looking at three different needs within the IT department, and the one that we talked about the most last night, as you said, was the school information systems manager.
Well, and then one of the last things discussed by the board was just kind of the report from the Indianola Police Department, I guess, the calls for service. Talk about that relationship with the SRO and just how that's developed over the course of 2020.
You bet. Well, that is just a quarterly report that that we give to the board. I do that in conjunction with the student discipline report that I run to on suspensions, and just gives them a look at the kinds of calls that are being answered by the school resource officer. Now, not all of those are right during school or are necessarily even school events. We get the total report for Officer Hackett, every call he's been on. It does help you appreciate the level of busyness of a police officer, for sure. And then he also provided for us the calls for service to the school district in 2020, a total of 378 calls. Between the six buildings. So, you know, it's been a very good partnership. We've always had a good relationship with the police department here. But when we have that dedicated person, then Officer Hackett's the first call, and he's on scene, and then that also helps the city because they don't have to, you know, call an officer off patrol or something like that. And we really have taken an approach with that of relationship building and what's sometimes called community policing. And, you know, Officer Hackett, he's not involved with student discipline. He's not there to be the heavy kind of presence. It really does a nice job with relationships with the kids and is very well suited to that SRO position.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.